Welcome to another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine, and the subject we are looking at in the series of What Saith the Scriptures are the minor prophets. And in the course of this short podcast, I'd like to look at three very quickly. That's Amos, Obadiah, and Jonah. I trust that you'll find them of blessing, and the Lord will use them to strengthen and to build you up in his things. Just a reminder that this series first appeared in print in the Wicket Gate magazine during 1977. This material was adapted by Pastor Jack Seaton and came from anonymous notes in an old edition of a Bible consisting of 11 small pocket-sized volumes. Now let's look at the first of these minor prophets that sit before us. What saith the Scriptures? And the first minor prophet that we're to look at is Amos. Now Amos was a native of Tekoa, a city of Judah about 6 miles from Bethlehem. He was the son of a herdsman and was himself a gatherer of sycamore fruit, and not brought up in the schools of the prophets. Though belonging to the southern kingdom of Judah, his prophecies are directed against Israel during the reign of Jeroboam II, when that kingdom was enjoying an exceptional period of prosperity. He is also the messenger of judgment to the Syrians, Edomites, Moabites, and the city of Tyre. The object of his prophetical warnings was the calf worship at Dan and Bethel, introduced by Jeroboam I, and which in the prophet's time had begun to corrupt the people of Judah. As the prophecy of Hosea was used by Paul, the prophecy of Amos was taken up by James at the Council of Jerusalem to display the gathering of the Gentiles into the church. When Paul and Peter have related their own experiences concerning the salvation of the Gentiles under their ministry, and without the necessity of Jewish circumcision, the Apostle James then turns to the prophecy of Amos to verify what they said from the Word of God. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return and build again the tabernacle of David which has fallen down. Acts 15, verse 15 forward. Let us now move on to the book of Obadiah. Obadiah the prophet is one of the 12 men of that name in the Old Testament. The name means servant of Jehovah, and the prophecy of Obadiah forms the shortest book in the Old Testament. The burden of the words of Obadiah is the judgment that will befall Edom on account of Edom's failure to come to Israel's rescue in the day of calamity. At Israel's restoration, Edom and all the nations will be judged, and in this sense, the message of Obadiah is prophetic of the final judgment at the end of the final establishment of God's eternal kingdom for ever. Let us now move on to the third of our minor prophets, and we're going to look at Jonah, the son of Amittai. Now he was a native of Gath, and is generally held to be the first of the prophets. He is principally remarkable as being the only known prophet who was sent to the heathen nation, thereby predicting the reception of the Gentiles into the Church of Christ, and being thus the unconscious means of foreshadowing the universal mercy of God. In attempting to evade his mission, he was cast into the sea and swallowed by the great fish for 3 days before his recovery. This incident is referred to by our Lord as illustrative of his own burial and resurrection. This was the last of the three in this series, or in this podcast, I should say, on the minor prophets. We'll continue and look at some more in the coming weeks.